Welcome to episode 10 of Mrs. Impossible. Here I am, Cindy, kind of ready for the last episode of my commitment. Because I committed to 10 episodes. Will I create more episodes? I'm not sure. I love doing this. But I also love a lot of other things. And I'm not sure yet how to fit it all into my schedule. So all I know is that I'm on episode 10. And if you see another episode pop up in this feed, then that means I'm moving forward with another episode. I'm not sure yet. But here we go. All right. So in this episode, we'll have a confession booth segment, a fresh pick thoughts segment, and what else? We have just a confession booth and a fresh pick thoughts? Yeah. Sure. Let's do that. Wait, fresh pick, and then not so fresh pick thoughts. Actually, we'll probably do some not so fresh pick thoughts because I did have a bullet point or two of things that I wanted to talk about, which means that they're not fresh picked, because the idea of the fresh pick thoughts segment is that I did not plan it at all. We'll have that. Okay, so let's get started with the confession booth. Confession. The confession booth is where I confess something that I've done and felt ashamed about, but then forgave myself for, right? Here's something. And that is that I have had pretty intense emotional up and downs this week, just internally. It's not like I've screamed at anyone or anything. It's just all felt internally. And to get myself out of those funks, as they call them, you know, there are different things I could do. Go to the gym, meditate, and, you know, maybe eat my dark chocolate covered rice cakes, because those are my, I enjoy eating them. Yes, I do. They taste great because I don't eat the normal junk food, so I don't have that to compare it to. I haven't eaten junk food in years. Anyway, point is that I can do something or eat something or perform a coaching hack, you know, one of those coaching tips like affirmations or little tricks like fast-forwarding and rewinding. These are all little techniques. You can read them in my book, The Science of Personal Coaching. But there are all these things that I can do to feel better. Well, one of the things that I do to feel better is I have these moments where I believe, it's kind of like, it almost feels like a physical place in my heart where I move into this place where I believe that God exists. And then I can move out of that place where I'm like, wait, what is that that just happened? Did I actually believe in God? Did I, or is this some other scientific or psychological or neurological explanation of what just happened? But I have these moments where I go in this place in my heart where I believe that he exists, some source of the universe who cares about me in a beautiful way, in the way that that man 2,000 years ago described, that Jewish man. You know who I'm talking about, right? Okay. So I have those moments where I do that, and that is one of the ways that takes me out of my funk. But the point of shame that I felt was that it made me feel ashamed to say that chocolate can take me out of my funk, the gym can take me out of my funk, and God can take me out of my funk. If you would ask me in my very religious days, which I had many of them, I wouldn't have said this. I wouldn't have said what I just said in my very religious days. I would have been horrified to put God on the same level of chocolate, or as chocolate, God on the same level as chocolate and the gym. But I can laugh at myself now at that and say, well, yeah, that is okay. Because, look, if there is a God, then maybe that's the way he made you. Just like some people can take you out of funks, and sometimes people can't. Sometimes people point you to things that will take you out of your funks rather than them themselves. Like, you know, having some types of personalities around you can take you out of a funk, or sometimes those personalities won't even do it for you, but something will. Worst case, medication or going for a run or something like that. So I used to be, you know, very, very religious in an unhealthy way. But now I think of myself as hoping that there's a God, that hoping that in those moments that I believe that he's real, that he really is. And if he's not, then I really would like to know what's going on in those moments, because I've had some pretty outstanding experiences that are rather shocking in a positive way when I am in those modes, because I seem to find answers quite frequently whenever I go into that mode of God existing and me believing that he exists in those moments. So, yes, if there is a God, I don't believe he's mad at me for putting him on the same level of fix as chocolate or the gym. I think he would be like, either, yeah, that's fine. Look, you can come to me. I made chocolate so you don't have to come to me. Or I made the gym so you don't have to come to me. But if those things don't work, come to me. So I can forgive myself these days for putting God on the same level as these things, which is a huge accomplishment for me. Because many years ago, I would not have been able to do that. Okay. That is my confession for the moment. Next segment, not so fresh picked thoughts, because I've written them down. They're not purely fresh picked. I've written these things down that I want to talk to you about. Number one, today's the first day of 2021. Yay, it's 2021. And this year, I feel this irritability, this compulsion to shake off anything that has been repetitively, how do I put it? Doing anything that is not producing results, I do not want to continue doing it. So when it comes to my fitness and wanting to shave off the little extra layers of body fat, or dating and just not experiencing what I want to experience, or with money, not, you know, getting it moving the way I want it to get it moving, or with my business, not doing the things that, you know, not seeing as much change or progress or passion, all of these things, I feel this crawling under my skin. I'm going to shake it up. I'm going to do something different. I'm just not going to continue doing what I've been doing, because it'll continue to give me what I've been given. So I think there is a little meme going around from Einstein, or whether it was attributed to him properly or not. There is some kind of saying that goes something like this: if you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting. And so I'm just going to shake myself out of it. I also, one of those things is not having enough fun. I need more fun. On my way from the gym, just this evening, it's the nighttime right now, and I walked from the gym to my building. There are a few buildings here, and I saw some of my beautiful female neighbors, and they were all getting ready to go out, and it occurred to me, oh my goodness, you know what? Maybe I need to join them at some point, because I just have been so focused on my health and fitness and sleep that I haven't gone out at all. Please, I need to go out. I think just at least once to remember what, you know, remember that experience. I'm not the type of person to do that regularly, at least in my adult life. I was in my high school life. But I thought, oh, I can't keep this rigid lifestyle. I do want to shake myself out of it, because seeing those three beautiful girls, and they invited me out, it was kind of too last minute. I'm still in my gym clothes, and I didn't want to delay them. But I know that they would invite me out again and welcome me. And I thought, you know what? I'm just not going to continue being the monotonously ritualistic girl who does gym, food, well, healthy food, gym, early sleep, all of the time. I'm going to shake it up a little more often this year. Now, that's just about having fun. That's one of the 12 areas of life that I mentioned in the first one or two podcasts. There are 12 areas of life. Fun, playfulness, and excitement is one of the 12 areas of life that we manage that give us life and affect our overall health. You know, people who don't have any fun are typically unable to. So there's some form of depression. There's something terrible going on there. So we need to all have that playful, fun experience on some kind of regular frequency. And I'm going to do that more often this year. And I'm going to shake myself out of the things that are not changing that need to change. Although I don't like the phrase need to. Let's just say that I will shake myself out of complacency in any of those 12 areas of life that we manage day to day that control our happiness. These are the 12 areas that control our happiness. Again, check out the first or second episode to hear what those are. A couple of them, just to refresh your memory, are your physical health, which includes your medical health and your physical fitness. Another one is money, your financial health, in other words. Another one is human relationships, which breaks down into social, professional, family, romantic or sexual. And then your relationship to groups and to your local or geographic location or nation, your cultural association. So those are just some examples. And one of those 12 areas is fun. There's actually a lot of research around the necessity of having fun and being in that playful, imaginative state. So 2021, I want to shake it up. I want to shake it up and not repeat the same patterns if they don't move me forward into a sense of joy and peace and health. Yes. My notes say how I am fed up completely with not producing results in some areas. And one of them is dating. So I'm producing results. I've stopped and considered my history of people I've dated, and I've seen the quality rise so high. And of course, the higher quality men I meet, the more difficult it is because I'm coming so close to meeting someone who I'm compatible with on so many levels. And it becomes more painful because I want to hold on to them, even though, I'm so tempted to hold on to them, even though they don't hit all the essentials. And I actually have a list of essentials. I have to feel safe. I have to have a sense of trust, feel a sense of trust towards them. They have to be good at communicating. And there are a few other things. I don't have the list out, but they're things that are essentials, and rightly so. And sometimes I'm tempted out of those list of things to negotiate on one of them because, oh, I found a guy who seems to hit all of them except for one or two. But these are essentials. They're essentials for me. They're not non-essentials like, oh, his hair color needs to be such and such, or his height. It's not even height, or there's no physical characteristic in my list of essentials. And you guys know from listening to me on these episodes that physical characteristics are very important to me, but particular ones don't necessarily have to be there. For example, I want sexual attraction, but in my list of essentials, there just has to be sexual attraction. It doesn't have to be a specific size or shape in order to have that sexual attraction. Because I've learned too that someone's personality can often compensate if they're not amazingly, physically attractive. So that can cause the sexual attraction. Just their personality alone can make up for something. So anyway, it's the way that I feel. It's the way that I want to feel. That makes up a lot of those traits or feelings or whatever, tick boxes that I need to tick. And I have seen that quality rise as I've refined what I'm looking for. But what I don't want to repeat in this dating process is the disappointment. So in 2021, I will shake off any patterns that I observe that bring me down. And I will try new patterns and new ideas when it comes to dating or any of these other areas. What a great way to start the year, right? Okay. So, what? Oh, here's another thing I've written down in my not so fresh pick thoughts list is, you know, it's something that I started consciously doing in 2020, but I will bring it into 2021 and hopefully throughout my life. There are so many battles to fight, right? Metaphorically. And I have consciously told myself throughout this year, and I love the fact that I'm able to do this and that I'm doing it more and more, and may it continue more frequently, that before I respond to a Facebook post, or before I say yes to attending an event, or before I even catch myself, or before I even commit myself to holding an event myself, or doing something big or small for someone else, or even for myself, I am more and more catching myself in that process and saying, wait, do you want to fight this battle? Pick your battles. Even if it's just as small as commenting on a Facebook thread with your opinion to help someone in some way, shape, or form. Because once you know what you want in life and how that's going to impact the world, that's the best use of time. And all other battles that need to be fought, even where there's injustice, are not, those battles will not serve you or the rest of the world if you're half-assed about them because, you know, your heart's really in this other mission or purpose, this greater purpose or mission. So I am focusing in on my goals and my callings, whatever you want to call it. And I'm pulling back from other battles. One example of this is, you know, I feel very passionate about my neighbors where I live. I live in a high rise and I want to protect them and defend them and support them. And I see all kinds of things happen in these buildings. For example, they have a, you know, they call it a rubbish chute room. I don't know what they call it, but there's a building next door to mine that has these rooms where you put the trash down the chute, but there's no door on it. So you can just walk by and see the trash chute. And some people are putting the trash on the floor. In my building, there's a door there. So if you walk by, you won't see any trash on the floor. But I felt so passionately about helping our poor neighbors who have to see that as they walk by. And I thought, well, let me write about how they can petition, you know, sign a petition to put doors up. Let me offer them some ideas and brainstorming on how to approach this. And I stopped myself. Yay. Good job, Cindy. I stopped myself. Because that energy to do that, yes, once in a while maybe, but that energy I know could be better used towards 100 other things that are really desperately needing my energy right now. So many things. I have a very long to-do list. And it would just be a more potent version of me in the world by choosing the right battles to fight. And I would be a happier person, a more whole person, and be able to help and inspire people so much more by picking the battles that are really fighting my cause. Because in the end, that's what's going to make the world a better place, is being a whole person, honest and true to myself, as an example to everyone else, and not fighting other people's battles. Sometimes my battle is other people's battles. You know, I have a big passion for justice, so it's hard to see things happen and not say something. But in 2021, I hope to continue that ability to stop myself, catch myself, and say, do you really want to fight this battle? Or do you want to put that energy towards your own? Well, that's a not-so-fresh-picked thought, but a good one, isn't it? Yeah, okay. Another one of the things that I feel I need to shake off, or that I will shake off in 2021, is the fact that I've been working on my fitness for a long time, but the truth is I have not given it 100%. But this year, I will give some time to a 100% commitment to a goal. And so I even set an appointment with a personal trainer to have that conversation. So that's really exciting. You know me, I'm very goal-oriented, maybe the most goal-oriented person that you've heard today, because if you've listened to my other episodes, I am always working towards some kind of goal. It makes life exciting. It makes life super exciting and purposeful, meaningful. All right. I still have my goal from episodes 1 through 4. That one's still, that bigger goal is still in the works, and we shall see if I have more episodes of this show where I follow up on it. You can always contact me at mrsimpossible.com in a year from my first episode to see if I achieved it. I will be working on it. Okay, so now it's time for fresh pick thoughts. Fresh picked, purely fresh picked. Oh my goodness. Okay, guys. So, the gentleman who I liked quite a lot recently, but he, you know, wanted children possibly in the future, and that's just not my calling, biologically, medically, psychologically, all of the above. And so I thought, well, why date him? Why date him then if you know it's bound? There's a 50-50 chance he might want kids in the future. But if you know that there's so much uncertainty, why go for that? He has invited me to see him, and this is the first time that I've said no. Meaning, you know, we've had some time not seeing each other, and he just asked me, and I said no, but I am so tempted to say yes, but I won't, because of this one thing, this one topic. And I find it so hard, because he comes so close to the things, the personality type, the way he makes me feel, comes so close to what I was looking for. But that is news as of today, is that I rejected that invitation. And I normally would have said yes. But the truth is, there are other people writing me on these dating apps. And so, as painful as it is, you know, I feel like an injured soldier on the field, just kind of like dragging herself back to the platoon, is that the right word? Back to base, to clean up, start over. Although it wasn't that serious and it wasn't that long seeing this particular gentleman. But yeah, I have other gentlemen writing me. Oh, you know what? The other day, an Irishman wrote me in the last episode, as a matter of fact, and you might have wondered what happened with that. We actually had a video chat, and he was entertaining. His accent was pretty awesome. I'm very interested to see what he will look like in person, because you can't tell from his photos. I didn't see enough photos, and the video chat was, you know, just kind of like tightly cropped, and it was a slightly blurry, a little dark. So I'm careful. I'm not getting too excited. I think we'll have a daytime quick coffee, tea, or something like that for half an hour, just to meet up, and that could be happening very shortly. And we'll see how it goes. But, you know, I have a lot of those quick meets, you know? Don't take it too seriously when you meet someone for the first time off of a dating app and you have no association with them whatsoever. They're strangers just from a dating app, because you have to, you know, be smart about it. Oh, I hate have to. Why am I saying have to and need to's in this episode more than usual? You know me with that. It's the same category of shoulding. S-H, or they say in Australia here, H instead of H. S-H-O-U-L-D, should. I don't like that term, that I should do this, I should do that. I need to, I have to, they're all in the same category. And so I like to say to people, don't should on me, or I don't like shoulding on myself. Because you know what that sounds like, it's kind of fun to say. I don't like shoulding on myself. Because unless it's followed by a positive, strengthening statement, then it's just unhealthy. Because if you're saying you should be doing something or shouldn't be doing something, but you don't know the positive, healthy reason why, then why are you saying? You're just hurting yourself. Maybe you should be doing it instead of telling yourself you shouldn't be doing it. Know why. So if you're going to should on yourself, at least say why. What is the benefit that it brings you to should not do such and such, or to do it? Okay. Where was I even going with that? Well, this is Fresh Pick Thoughts, and I just kind of free flow, so we'll just keep the flow going. You know, okay, so yeah, that's right. I was talking about the fact that I had some time off from, you know, I called it off with the gentleman that I told you about, but then he invited me, and I said no, which was a big deal, big, big deal. Yay me. And then we bounced around to the whole dating subject and should, have to, need to. Okay, so here we are. We're back. I'm back. Fresh Pick Thoughts. You know what I thought about? I thought about dedicating a whole podcast episode to my two nieces and nephew in Los Angeles, California. And it's possible that I might still do an entire episode after this for them, but I wouldn't want to fumble through it. So maybe I'll just brainstorm with you guys right now. If I were to do that, what would I even say? Maybe it'll turn into just a segment that's dedicated to them. But they're beautiful, amazing, and of course, as their aunt in Australia, and they're in America, but still as their aunt, I just look at them as little magical creatures. And the thing that I think about most when I think of them and their happiness is how to protect their hearts and emotions. How can they... What can I do, or what can I say to help them keep their emotions, their hearts healthy and happy? Oh, my nephew recently asked me in a video to write him a song about ninjas. And so I started sketching some ideas out on a piece of paper using a metaphor of a ninja to talk about protecting yourself emotionally and being someone who fights for good things like truth and, well, I don't have the paper in front of me. but if I did, I'd give you more detail. It was about the metaphor of how a ninja is very sly and can hide and then jump out and can be very clever. And I would love to write this song and incorporate in it some kind of advice and wisdom to help them grow up protecting their hearts and making decisions that keep them from severe heartbreak, that keep them from expectations that are too high, to help them have healthy expectations, to help them remember the importance of gratitude towards the smallest of things, to remember to help them to see hope in any situation, to help them to know the little hacks and tricks and tips to getting yourself out of an emotional or physically negative situation. And that could mean, you know, living someplace you don't want to live, or being, you know, maybe dating someone you realize is not good for you, or even just entering into an agreement, business or work or friendship, some kind of agreement with someone and realizing it's not working out. You know, helping them to know what they want in life and what's important to them, and making sure that anything they commit themselves to in life aligns with that. Helping them know what their values are individually. One value, the values, as you know, I've explained in the first couple of episodes, the ones that have the studies behind them, and I call them motivators. I want them to understand what are their unique motivators out of that group of 10 motivators. I know my adorable nephew. He is very empathetic, very empathetic. So his value, I bet, will be very different than his older sister, who is brilliant and very, how do I put this? They're both brilliant. They're both brilliant. She values knowledge, it seems, and wisdom very highly. And my nephew is also brilliant when it comes to knowledge and wisdom, but he has a real gift for understanding people's emotional state as well. So I think their two values or motivators will be different. And then I have my, their ages 6 and 7. And then my 2-year-old niece, I'm not yet sure what her motivator will be. But I suspect that out of the 10, it could be transcendence, because she seems like a very happy, spiritual little child. And I'm going to guess that's what hers will be. But I don't know. We shall see as she gets older. And another thing I would want for them is to know to prepare for different stages of life, and even just to prepare for the next week. When you prepare for anything in life, it makes it so much better. And I mean, even for the next day of whatever you have ahead of you. It has saved me so much stress to learn to prepare. Write a list. What do I need tomorrow? What do I need to take with me? Sometimes, okay, maybe a lot of times, I'm a little too careful with that. But look, we all have our weaknesses and our strengths. But I hope in my heart that they do their best to prepare themselves, to prepare themselves in for different stages of life, learning to love in a healthy way money, and to save it and to invest it properly. And emotionally as well, saving themselves emotionally, not giving their heart away too quickly, and investing their emotions properly as well. Here's another fresh picked thought for you. I forgot to add to add Swiping with Cindy as a segment to this show because I'm just so tired. So, no swiping with Cindy in this show, and I'm going to bring it to an end shortly, but you have plenty. You know, it's so tough doing these episodes without the editing, because then you hear that little kissy, sucky sound, you know, that little sound when you're thinking, like, you know, you're getting that here in the recording, and normally I'd cut that kind of thing out with an edited version, but that's okay. Okay, so you're coping. Anyway, yes, Swiping with Cindy did not happen this session, but trust me, I am still swiping, and it sounds very much the same as all of the episodes where you've heard me swiping. All right, so I'm going to tie this up. So here's the ending. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I find this so therapeutic to just talk to you, even if there's only one of you listening. Whether there's one or a million, it just feels so good to get my thoughts out there, which is one of the reasons I love coaching, because it helps you say things and acknowledge things that you normally just don't in your normal day-to-day talking to people, you know, your normal day-to-day chats. So I have been loving this. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for tuning in. And if you would like more of these episodes, just shoot me a message at mrsimpossible.com. That should redirect to my coaching site. I have a coaching network of amazing coaches at 247friend.org, and that is the main site where Mrs. Impossible redirects to. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know if you want me to record more episodes. Until then. Until then, what do I want to wish you? I just want to wish you a wholehearted life, to tell you the truth. I want to wish you wholehearted decisions, because there's nothing more rewarding than making wholehearted decisions about your life. There's nothing more rewarding when it comes to managing your life as making decisions that you have consulted every part of you about, where you've consulted your conscience, your desires, your joy, your criticisms, your compassion, and your fears, and you've taken them all into account and come to a point where you feel good about what you're about to do. Even if there's some fear mixed into it, you can still feel good. And I hope that for all of you who are listening. And of course, if you need help with that whole idea, I'm here for you at 247friend.org, aka mrsimpossible.com. It's all the same place. And I'd love to help you out with that. Okay. I'm going to end with some kind of a sound effect, I suppose, because I feel a need for some kind of little audio clip ending. Okay, that was a cool sound. Very appropriate.